It's a beautiful Monday morning, and the most beautiful thing about Monday mornings is it's when we get a chance to talk about all the incredible new music you're going to hear on 2SER, not just on breakfast, but across the station as a whole. We always turn to our music director, Andrew Cadore, for the information. Very good morning, sir.
And a very beautiful welcome. Thank you, Nick.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I really just look forward to chatting new music with you every week, because it actually sets up what I'm going to be listening to in my own listening time as much as it does what I'm going to be playing.
And hopefully everyone out there as well.
I hope so as well. Kick us off with something brand new and exciting.
Okay, we're going to hear from a fellow called Illa J.
Illa J.
Yeah, real name John Yancey. Now, if Yancey is a name that sounds familiar to you,
Nick.
It does. Because he's the brother of Detroit's famous, iconic hip-hop producer, Jay Dilla. Sadly, no longer with us, James Yancey. But, look, his brother has been kind of living under his shadow of Jay Dilla for a number of years. But he's on his third solo album as Illa J. It's called Home, and it's largely about Detroit. Now, the interesting thing about this record is that it's sitting somewhere between neo-soul and vintage hip-hop. It's almost like he can't decide whether to be a soul singer or a hip-hopper. He's done hip-hop mainly across the last two albums, but he just started singing somewhere along the way. And you'd think he's been singing a long time once you hear how he sounds. And he sort of captures that Detroit street sound with some real sweet soul dreaming as well. It's a really interesting blend. He does it really well. Let's hear a track from it. I think this is the title track, Home.
This is the title track. Home, I'm home. That soul sound is very prevalent.
It's just real nice for a Monday morning, I think. So
it really
why
is.
Not start with it? It's Illa J. That's the title track from his new album, Home. It's on a label called Jakarta Records, which I don't believe is from Jakarta.
Okay, provided we've got that sorted.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, look, let's go on. So as we all know, it was NAIDOC Week last week, and this record landed in the middle of NAIDOC Week on my desk, and I think it's absolutely beautiful. It's from an all-female Indigenous quartet from the Northern Territory called Kardajala Kirdara, which translates as Sand Hill Women, and their debut album is called Barakuru Engura. And these songs tell the story of the importance of women as creators and features sounds from the bush, things like seed pods and thunderstorms, for example. And what they've done is combine those sounds with modern electronic pop ambient style stuff and four really, really beautiful voices coming together as well. They were the first all-female band to appear at the Northern Territory Bush Bands Bash last year. And they're also going to be appearing at Big Sound in Brisbane as well. So anybody who's going to that wonderful industry showcase, Big Sound, later this year in September, you'll have the opportunity to see them. They're called Kardajala Kirudara, and the album is called Barakuru Ngura. It's independently released, so you'll have to look it up online. They've got a Facebook page by which you can go and listen to more. But let's hear one of the songs that they sing in English. They do also sing in a traditional language, Nguru, but this one's in English. It's called Two Worlds Collide.
Let's give it a listen. Now, that is wonderfully hard to pin down. It's such a good bit of music.
Yeah, it's a really expansive sound, a really pretty sound as well. And, yeah, I really like this record from Kirudara, Kardajala Kirudara, I should say. Yeah, so definitely we're going to hear a lot of that on this radio station in the coming weeks.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
What are we going to end up with?
We're going to end with something. Hey, guess where I found this record, Nick?
Is it going to be Bandcamp?
It's going to be Bandcamp. Now, I don't wear a Bandcamp t-shirt in here, and I am not sponsored by them, but I find some amazing things on Bandcamp. And the latest thing is a guy who's 21 out of Michigan.
Overachievers.
Now, he only calls himself Chris. That's the only thing he's given away about his real name is Chris. But he's giving away this record on Bandcamp for free. It's his debut album. It's called Peak. I have a feeling that I'm not going to be the only one talking about this guy. I just think that he's going to go somewhere. What he's done is created this record all by himself, and it's this dizzying mesh of psychedelic soul and hip-hop, and the way his songs twist and turn and contort along with his vocals, is it's a journey that you just going to be taking with him. What I really like about this record, which is called Peak, is that what he's doing is, I think he's taking the soul and the spirit of 70s acts like Funkadelic and Stevie Wonder and what they did, and in the same way as Chance the Rapper has, really taken it into that contemporary hip-hop R&B realm. But unlike Chance the Rapper, he's a little bit darker, maybe Chance the Rapper's darker alter ego.
Okay.
And I think that a lot of hip-hop at the moment is coming out of the bedroom, and it is really getting a lot more internal and sharing as much joy as much vulnerability that you hear in those lyrics. And this is what this guy's doing. He's not afraid to wear his heart on his sleeve, but he's not afraid to go to some dark places, but he just makes everything sound so good. Bit of a language warning on this track we're going to play. It's called El Dorado. But yeah, you can go to chokachokachoka.bandcamp.com and find this album. It is a name your price. So yes, you can pay zero if you want. But I suspect after listening to it, if it's your bag, it's going to be really your bag, and you might want to drop him some dollars for it. It's called Peak. And I thought we'd take a track from the album called El Dorado.
Let's give it a listen. Andrew Cadore, we will talk more new music this time next week.
See you then.
Shit your daddy said, like, come on, man, I thought you were my baby, thought you were my one love, you make me I'm